In Kuf Chav Gimel, we started Sif Chav, and I said we come back to it. So let's learn this, and then there's some other Nekudas I wanted to return to. Gashi Stuma Umaleya. If you have a gas which is sealed and full, so it's not shayach any type of amshacha. The yarda mimena yayim v'chatzana biyachad l'techasal. And now you're allowing the draining of the press. The gas is on top, and you have your madrein. And what goes down is a mixture of wine and chatzanim and seeds and pits. And it goes into the basket. I mentioned to you in the past that the basket is the sieve. It's the sifter. It's the thing that separates. A basket has allows the liquid through and holds the solid back. Shayayim is tanein bay, that the yayin has a sinun, has a it's sifted in it. Ein almasha begas tayres yayin. What's back up in the gas is not considered wine. Ella amasha b'sal bilvad, only that which is in the basket alone, that has a din of yayin. So that we've been saying all along that there's a gas, a madrein, and a bar, and that we do amshacha from the gas. As soon as it starts running down, everything in the gas has a din of yayin. That's only true if there's no sieve, if the sieve or the sifter is in the gas. So that it's all one. However, if it's set up so that the sieve or the sifter is on the madrein, let's say halfway down the slope, then things change. Then the hamshacha affects the stuff that's in the sal, that's in the basket, but not that which is all the way up in the gas on top. Okay?
Talk about the case of the truck when it goes tilts up. It's not touching into the madrein. It's got the top. So it's the top. It's not top and below. You know, we see now that the sieve has to be in the bottom madrein. There's before the madrein.
It's before the madrein, and therefore.
We said last time.
Okay, the problem, remember, we said that amshacha is even if it's still in the barrel.
Right.
If someone just lowers a cup, it takes out a cupful. That's also. So it doesn't need the madrein. It just needs to be totally sifted. Now, what we're saying now is on the madrein, if it still has chatzan of vizagi mixed in, so that it's not sifted, that's nothing. But if it's separated, then it's something. Is the liquid that comes out of the truck called separate? Okay, let's see. You're right. It's not. I want to come back to it because a number of people have questioned that. Let's just finish the sif. Vimnavga oivik yachavim bisal nesar. Now here you have to have the picture clear because we're going to go to a second step in a minute. We're saying now that the wine is running down, but what's running down from the gas is mixed with chatzan of ezogim. And there's the salve. At the salve, obviously, the chatzan of ezogim are going to collect in this basket, and the wine, the sifted wine, is going to run out. So the running wine makes what's in the basket, even though in the basket there are seeds and skins, nevertheless, that's all yayin. Okay. Just like if there'd been no basket, everything in the gas would be a din yayin. It's the same thing now. Everything in the sal, a mixture of chatzan and zogim and yayin, all has a din of yayin as well. Okay, you follow?
It goes to the basket, right.
So one more time. I told you that the Gemara has what the Gemara calls a Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. Mishnah Rishayna in the Gemara is that only the wine that separates is wine. The Mishnah Achrayna, the Maskana is that even what's up in the gas gets a din wine as soon as you're Meshach from it. We are now saying that when there's a sal, the Chumrah of the Mishnah Achrayna, the Chumrah that what's up becomes Yayin, goes only up till the sal. What's in the sal becomes Yayin, even though it's a mixture of all the Minim, but not Nitzuk by Nitzuk, but not two times up, that now what's in the sal becomes aser, and therefore what's up in the gas also becomes aser. No. Or runs from the gas to the sal is not yayin. Or runs from the sal down, including what's in the sal, is yayin. What's in the sifter. And therefore, v'im, v'naga v'chom b'sal nesar. V'mirzirai legas. Now, what they do when the basket gets full, it's getting clogged up now, it's got too many pits and skins, they pull it out, dump it back into the gas, and put the basket back. So, v'mirzirai legas, if they dumped it back into the gas, nesar masha begas, v'shem taru v'siyayin shevesal shenes aravai. The sal has wine in it. It's a mixture of wine, chatzanim, and zagim. When you put it back on top, it asers. V'im yesh b'chatzanim v'zagim shebegas shishim neged yayin shenafel by me'as sal mutter. If there's shishim, then it's mutter. Now, there are two parts. The first part is the din of the sal, which I think I explained to you last week, that the din is it only goes up to the sal, and not all the way up to the gas. That's one din. The second is the din of returning the stuff and the din of bittul. So I want to talk about them one at a time. The first thing, the din of the sifter. Obviously, if I was manufacturing a press, I would put a sifter in the middle of madrei. And therefore, what's in the gas? I could let goyim do. I have no problem with the goyim do, because what's up in the gas is mutter. I want to do it that way. So therefore, this is an important kula. This taz, the long taz you have here on the side of the page, argues the crucial piece is about halfway down. Hayesh are the last words on the line. Hayesh isur legas. Hayesh is halfway down the page. Mark, we're going to need you to have it because I think there's a printing mistake here. I want to see if how it is by you. But let me tell you first what he asks, and then I'll explain. The Taz's kasha is, this is all going like the Mandiyama Nitzuk Ein Echibor. There's a machlaikis in a number of places in Shas in Nitzuk Chibor. What is the shaila of Nitzuk Chibor? The shaila is when you pour from A to B, does the din of B go up to A? Now this is a Mishnah Mikvais. There's a machlaikis. If you say Nitzuk Chibor, if I have two mikvah, I have one mikvah pouring into a second. The top mikvah doesn't have shishim. I want to tell you something. In the top, you say nitzuk chibur, then the top doesn't have memsah. So then the top one, if you say nitzuk chibur, you can tell them the top as well. Like it's sort of like hashaka. If you say pouring is a chibur, then the top is connected to the bottom. That's a kula. We have it in Yerudea. If you have something treif in the bottom, hot treif is in the bottom, if someone is pouring from the top to the bottom, do you say nitzuk chibur? People talk about this when you pour from a kettle into chicken soup. Does it make what's in the kettle fleishigs? That's a shayla of nitzuk chibur. Does a bliya travel up a nitzuk? So in these two places we say nitzuk ain't a chibur. We paskin. Nitzuk is not a chibur. Blias don't travel up. And mikvis don't travel up. Nitzuk is not a chibur. What about by mikvai? So in kufchav hey, that there's a machlekes mechaber rama later in Simen Kuf Chaf Hei, where a guy pours wine from a pitcher into a cup. Not to loyve kachavim kli shel yayin v'gbiyai v'yotza hayayin af mishloi shichshach. He didn't do any shichshach on the barrel. He just poured it. Neser b'shtia. What he poured is zechaasek. He's pouring asses. Neser b'shtia shariyayim ba mekaychay u'mashadishim b'kli aser mishum nitzuk. Mechaber says that if a guy pours, not only is what's in the cup yayin nesech, but the nitzuk makes that what's up in the barrel from which he poured is also yayin nesech. That's what the Mechaber paskins. Nitzuk chibur. The Ramah says, yeshayim b'lay asir nitzuk b'kayachay v'kacham. If you didn't touch it, just b'kayach, so the two chumris of kayach guy plus nitzuk, the Ramah says, when I'm at. He's pouring. Let's say he's opening the spigot of the barrel. He's pouring in a way we know he wasn't mishashech. However, it's possible to know. Yeah. He's mishashech, so he didn't ask what's in the chavis. He just poured it. Now, the pouring itself is nisuch. So what's poured? That's a chayinus. Question is, do we say nitzuch chibur to ask what's in the pitcher? So on that, the mechaber paskas nisuch chibur. And the Ramah says, nisuch v'kayach, we know we're not mach.
Well, what could you make of that? If a guy pours wine
If you can know there's no shirshuf, then yes. Shirshuf is if he shakes the wine in the bottle. Yeah, shake well before using
it. If you pull it, you shake it.
So I don't know exactly what the Shikshuk Akov is. I guess we'll have to see. But the Ramaz Kasha is that the Mechaber holds Nitzach Chibur. So what does the Mechaber say? That what's in the Sal is Aser, and what's in the Gas is Mutter. But if Nitzach Chibur, it should ask what's on top, because it's connected. Adai Yesh Lahakshas. Ho Yesh Issa L'Gas, it's on Nitzach Chibur L'Sal. Because the Nitzach of the Chibur to the Sal, Bishlam L'Pirish HaRishon, you have it, Mark?
Yes, yes.
Bishlam l'pirish arisha neisi yomer tamu iser shalsal mishum nitzach chibur labar. If you're going to say that the sal itself is only also because of nitzach, maybe I'll have a gas nitzach by nitzach. Then the gas is a secondary nitzach. Kamash kasva tais yisham. Mashenkin asher the sal also machmas yayin. Shesham etchila sam shacha. Mashenkin, if you say the sal is also mikra adim, which you just explained, keim neimah da gas nesa machmas nitzuch l'sal. Vavagad rav huna svira lein nitzuch ein ichem, ukam eshkos av arash, kava anu kaim ula nitzuch chibur b'simin. Kuf chav zayin. I think it's also kuf chav hey. Kuf zayin doesn't talk. What do you have? You have a kuf chav vav. Okay, it's a little closer. So kuf chav zayin it certainly isn't.
No,
kuf chav vav. So it could be it's a kuf chav vav as well. Well, Zion is certainly wrong. Both Kuf Chav Hei and Kuf Chav, actually Kuf Chav Vav talks about Nitzuk by Negia, so maybe it's Kuf Chav Vav. Okay, so that's his argument. The Taz argues on the Mechaber. He holds what Shebesal is Aser Mikra Din, and Memeila there should be a Din of Nitzuk on top. That's the argument of the Taz. But Kibbe Eger says that's not a taina, because there are two considerations. One concern is if it's osur mitzad atzmai only because of nitzuk. So that's true. The yayin shebesal be'etzem should be osur machmas atzmai, because the guy, if the guy poured it down the madrai, or if the guy touched it, it'll be osur machmas atzmai. So for Kibbe Eger, that's not simon kofchav gimel. We're saying, is it yayin? Does it have a shem yayin yet? Nitzach Chibur can make an Issa from the bottom become an Issa on the top. But if we're saying what's on top is not Yayin, that's the whole din of Amshacha. It doesn't have a Shem Yayin. So Taka Nitzach Chibur. If I have a Nitzach of Yayin to apples, it wouldn't make the apples Yayin Issa. So Zot Rabbi Kibeger, he doesn't understand the Kasha that has. Nitzach Chibur could take an Issa from one Yayin to another Yayin. But it doesn't take an Issa from Yayin to something that's not Yayin. And that's how Rabbi Kivager answers the kasha. What? Oh, Nitzah said that's Rabbi Kivager saying. It doesn't make it Yayin. Nitzah Chibur and Kuf Chav Hei, I presume Kuf Chav Vav as well, is that the Isser from one Yayin goes to the other Yayin. But not that the Isser from Yayin will go to something that's not Yayin. It's not Yayin, right? It's not wine, and therefore Nitzah quotes. So this is Rabbi Kivager's teretz. What?
Until it stops
so separating itself.
You don't want nitzuk. You have us attached. Here, it's like here. You want it's not
us. He's saying you don't want. He's saying. Rabbi Kivager says pshuta yeshleimer. He's going to push the head. Keep shein in nikri yayin. That's he saying. It's not nikri yayin in yamaga. Like shayapay nitzuk chibur. That's what Rabbi Kivager says.
You want it to separate. You don't want it to be considered a stream. You want it to be.
What's the difference if you want
it?
He's
saying something different. Like something that preempts that. He's saying it's not even yet. So Lamaisa, there is a machmir on this, but Lamaisa, the halach is to be makel. Now, the second half of the sif. The fellow went, he took what's in the sal, and what's in the sal is osir, and he put it back into the tap. That's in Gemara is called Harzaras Gulgosni. Putting back the Gulgosni, the sieve, putting it back into the tap. Now, I don't know if that's like here today. Hopefully they don't put it back. Here we have a big, here we have a bit of a Chazara in Hilchis Tarum is a Basa Mechalov. Now, first of all, you have to know the Mechaber Shita is Yayin Nesech Asis Bechal Shu. The Ramah Shita is that Yayin Nesach is bottle b'shishim. It's Machaber and Ramah. So first on the mechaber, what does it say here? If he put it back into the top, it asers. The yesh son of his amisha begas shishim neged a yayin mutter. Why shishim? Yayin asers b'chol shehu. So zok the shach mem aleph. Im yesh b'chatzan of his agim. Now he have to health cop. Kloimer. Afal gav the kaim along the kamon simikof lo medale. The yayin asach asa b'chol shehu. Even though the sheet of the mechaber is the yayin asach asa b'chol shehu. Hon is bar sham hayno dafka b'minai. That's dafka wine into wine asas b'chol shehu. Afal shaloi b'minai b'nois and tap. But min shaloi b'minai the mechaber is my death bottle b'shishim. Dainu b'samach. V'chartzanim v'zogim einoi minoi shal yayin. The peels and pits are not minoi of the yayin. Va'avagav v'yesham gam ken yayin shu minoi. In the gas you have wine also. So this wine you're putting back should asa that wine b'mashu. Amina salekis minoi kem yishainoi. Here we have a rule of salek. What does salek mean? If I mix minai with minai ve'enai minai, I have a right to say whatever's for my benefit, salek. Salek means ignore one. What I put in, the isser is going to be bottled in the other one. And once it's been bottled in the other one, then it's mutter. Now, the ketzeis case of tzadiches is where mina is a kula. There it's talking by nishbach, where you have a suffix shishim, and you put it in. The din by sveikis is that by darabonans umeikol, darasis umachmir. Mimba minai, min a Torah's bottle barayv. Shishim is a darabonan. Mimba einai minai is shishim in a Torah. So there we said salek einai minai kamisha einai. And you look at the minai in the minai, it's bottle. Because what? Tzadiches. Is you have iser, but you don't know how much it is. It was nishbach, and you took it. You have, let's say, soup, and the soup, you don't know how much iser is in the soup. You put it back into a big soup. Now you have in that big container, you have other soup, which is minba minai, and you also have chicken, which is eina minai. So you say ignore the eina minai. Minba minai is batal b'ray min ha-tayra. It's a safik drabana on the shishim. Salek. Here also we say salek, here we say the other salek. Here we say, look, this wine got, which is Yai Nesach, got put into the gas. A mashu of this wine is gonna answer the wine in the gas. Salek, ignore the wine in the gas. This wine will be bottled in the chatzan of Izagim Bishishim. And once it's bottled in the chatzan of Izagim, then it's gonna be mutter, because once it's bottled, now it's not gonna answer the yayin either. We don't. It's true. It doesn't have a shem yayin, but it still tastes like grape juice. It's min b'minai l'gabi the taste l'gabi bittel tam. It's still min b'minai. So even though it's not wine, it's grape flavoring, whatever you want to call it. But in the salad has a shem yayin, but he's asking you're putting it down to the gas. So the yayin shabagas that doesn't have a shem yayin. So on that we're saying that still it's min b'minai in the nesinas tam. And maybe it's good. Like, now here,
why do I only get the wine in the basket, not the chatan v'zogim and the wine? Because that should all be now.
No, remember the guf of chatan v'zogim not really yisur. If the yayin is in the siyabesh, the guf of the chatan v'zogim are mutter. Only the yayin in them. That's awesome. So the yisur is yayin. Now here is a major problem. I don't know an answer. I see that the Bach is the Kasha and the Chazaynish lives in the Tzarchi and he has a piece on it. The whole thing is not physically not true. The Yayin, what do you mean the Yayin is bottled in the Chatzan of the Zogin? What does that mean? The wine, I'm taking wine, putting it into the gas. Some wine absorbs in the Chatzanin, so I have no problem. Whatever absorbs in the Chatzanin, it will be bottled. But not every drip is bottled in the Chatzanin. Some wine stays liquid. How is liquid bottled b'shishim in salad? No such thing. If I take liquid iser, if I take yayin nesech, and I pour it into a container of apples, and the shishim in the apples against the wine, so I'm not going to say it's bottled. Maybe the wine that falls, that absorbs in the apple could be his mutter. But the wine that stays on the bottom of the container, that's not bottle in the apples. The apples stand by themselves, and the wine is on bottom. That wine has to be bottled in the liquid on the bottom. It's not bottled in the salads. The whole mitzvah of yayin being bottled in chatzanim and vizagim, it doesn't seem to make sense. How is yayin bottled in chatzanim and zagim? How is yayin bottled in salads? The pot that absorbs is bottled. But am I saying every drip absorbs? It's not logical. It's mistaber that some absorbs and some falls to the bottom. Well, falls to the bottom should asa b'mashu in the other liquid that's on the bottom. So it's difficult to understand what it means that it's bottled b'shishim when you take wine and put it into the gas. It's bottled in the chatzan of izagim. Chatzan of izagim are salads. This is liquid. What does it mean it's bottled? Very difficult to understand this. What does it mean? I don't know. Because it stands separate. It stands separate.
In the din, you can can't separate it now because there's yayin.
Okay, you're phrasing it that the salek doesn't make sense because you're not misalek. The wine stands by itself.
No, I'm asking.
You're not. It's not a terrace. What's your terrace?
The
mitzvahs
you can't separate now. This yayin that you poured in from the chatan of
that's true. No, I could separate the chatan of his
argument. But you can't separate the yayin that was poured in to separate it.
I can't separate the wine was poured in from the wine that pre-existed.
Right.
But that's asas b'mashu. But that asas b'mashu. The wine in the wine asas b'mashu. It's only the wine in the chatzanim that doesn't ask of a mashu.
What should you be required to do?
All the wine on the bottom should be aser. Whatever is absorbed, I could pull out the chatzanim, press them anew. But whatever wine is collected on the bottom should be aser.
Whatever liquid is flowing.
No?
Whatever liquid is there
should be aser b'mashu. So it's a very difficult thing to understand. The mechanics and the shach and the mechaber seem to be happy with it.
But there is wine in the chatzanim.
Right, so that wine is mutter. That's bottled in the chatzanim. I have no problem with that. The wine that absorbs in the chatzanim is heter. But what about the wine on the bottom of the gas? The grape juice, I mean, on the bottom of the gas. I'm pretending it all absorbed. So we don't have a license to pretend that. It's not salé.
You can pretend that the wine isn't there, so then take this one out, but you can't say what was all absorbed.
Unless there's such a thing that is, we know that there's mamosh is suspended in the wine too. That becomes shmarim. Plus it could be bottled in the mamosh that's in the wine, which later settles and becomes shmarim. I don't know. Not a starver, but I don't know.
No, it's shishim.
Shishim
is the wine.
Shmarim is not shishim connected to the new triplets of wine that came in, you mean? So I don't know that. I don't know how to deal with it. Alright, anyway, this is the din. The main thing we learned to Kuf Chav Gimel is the kula of the sifter, or the sieve. That from the sieve, if there's a sieve, whatever is before the sieve is still gas. And memela, there is no issue. Mitzias is not that way, because in the Mezira Lagas Nesa Shemagas Mishum Tarulis Yayin Shebisal Shenisaravai. It says in the Mechaber that there is Yayin in the Sal. So it's a little hard to say that there isn't if that's the Lashon of Mechaber. It's also the Lashon of Shach. He's saying Saleik. He's saying there is wine. But Saleik and Melech Mutti. You're saying maybe a different logic. But that logic is not the Mechaber and the Shach. What?
If there was no wine left on the top, if you know, you used to dump the whole thing over the top. So you're going to put the shaman that you don't want back in the water that you want. So the stomach, it has to be a significant.
Okay, wine. Fine.
There's wine,
or there's wine in the chatzanim. It could be still chatzanim that has it. Okay. You're saying that what I'm saying is good, so I'm not going to argue with you. Yeah. Okay, well, now, what I want to do. We have to learn Sifchof Aleph also. There are a number of Gezeris Derabbanan. I spoke last week about the dump trucks and the sal and the way it gets dumped in. Now here, what I described to you is the way it is here in the United States. As a matter of fact, I spoke about it on Shavuos the second night. There was a young man in the crowd who was at a mashkiach at such a place. 2 years ago. And I'd like to talk a little about this dump truck. Now, the dump truck, the way is, I'm going to pass it around. There's a book here that has in the back, it has a picture of all the machines. I don't know what the purpose of seeing most of these machines is. You just see big metal containers. So I'm not sure exactly what the purpose of most of it is, unless you're a mashgiach and you're going to go, you want to know what it looks like. However, there is, and I have a clip here in case as I pass it around the page gets closed. There are two sides of the clip I'd like you to see. The first is the dump truck dumping the grapes. Now, the way it's pictured here is not the way I described it to you. It's a different, it's not a trowel that takes it up to a second floor of a building, which is the way it's here in the United States. This is in France. You can see it's written in French. And it shows how it gets dumped in. On the second side, it has the, what we call in America, the destemmer. What they call in France, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. Anyway, I took French for 2 years in yeshiva. So I know that when you have a consonant, it's the last letter, it's silent. So I'll pronounce the last letter, it's silent. But beyond that, I got a lot. I say all the months in French if you want. Now, what they want to show in the picture of the destemmer, apparently in the machine that they use, the dump truck dumps it straight into the destemmer. And they want to show, you'll see there's a picture at the bottom, there's a blue circle with an arrow showing presence de jus de raisin. So that means the presence of raisin juice or grape juice. They want to show that in the destemmer there's already grape juice, as if to say that now we have a shaila. And whether that itself creates a shaila, I can't tell you. I would like to discuss a bit this history. I'm going to pass this around so you can look at it.
Who put that out?
This is it's a very good sefer called Yayin Malchus on the halachis, and he has a likud on the shaylas of this. Now, what I'm going to pass around is a page. Those of you who have Shulchan Aruch, it's Kufchaf Hesivav. There are a number of Gezeiris de Rabbanon that were made. I hope I have enough copies of this. And just pass it around to those who don't have it. And the Kufchaf Hesivav. There are a number of Gezeiris de Rabbanon that were made in cases of Yayin Nesach. Egra Poah. Okay, now you know what it is. Okay, now, what I want to explain to you is that besides the regular Gezeiris, there are additional Gezeiris that Chazal made on Yayin Nesach. And I keep on promising you we're going to come back to a discussion of whether Yayin Nesach has a din of Safek Rabbanan Lekula or a din of Isra Vaydazara Lechumra. There's no question that in the origin, Chazal made Kama Vekama Gezeiris to be Marchik from this Isra Rabbanan, even though it's an Isra Rabbanan. But it's in Isra Vaydazara, and Chazal made Gezeiris. Now, the issue that I mentioned to you last time was the issue of the dump truck dumping into the trowel, which brings things to the stemmer and to all the machinery. The issue is that when the dump truck starts to dump, liquid comes out first. So the argument was presented. There's not mechavin to pour liquid. There's not mechavin to pour liquid. He's mechavin to dump. He just has to dump slowly. Memela, some liquid comes out first. He knows it. He's not mechavin to do amshacha, to separate it. So for that, in Kufchav Hei Sivav, we find a Gezeira de Rabbanon. And it's this Gezeira de Rabbanon which, at the least, is an issue here. It says, Ove kechavim shevi anovim bisal, ubi dardurim. Dardurim are baskets, barrels, pirshrashi gigiyos ketanos, v'zarkon legas. Now this sounds to be exactly our case. The guy is bringing grapes and throwing them into the gas, into the press. Sheesh bayayin, doruch. And in the basket, the gigas that the guy is bringing, there's yayin doruch. Now here it's not even talking that you're pouring out the wine separately. You're just dumping the whole thing in. No, it means in anovim shebesam dardo. It's a zarkin legas. Oh, see, I understand. Your taishi sheish by yayin daruch goes on the gas. And I'm taishi sheish by goes on the salam vidardurai. So we'll have to see which taish is correct. What? The zarkin legas sheish by yayin daruch. Mutabidiyavid. Afal pi, no, he says afterwards. Afal pi sheish by dardurim yayin. Even though the dardurim, the barrels have some wine that pours out, it's still mutter bidi eved. It's not mutter lechatchila. Here it says it's mutter only bidi eved. That's why I mentioned to you that the Jew helps the dump truck fellow turn the dump or a dumpster, and meila it does mutter lechatchila. So here the. So why? What's the reason? So that's why I underline certain things in the Taz. I need the copy just for a minute to see which part I underline. So I underline in the Taz, okay, the beginning. The question is, if what we're doing is mutla chatzila. The beginning of the Taz is l'chatzila loy. So I made a mark on the side to learn those four lines. L'chatzila loy. L'amru b'gamara atam ishum lech lech. Amrina nazira schar schar l'karma leisi karev. It's a lashon that a nazir shouldn't walk through a vineyard. As a harchaka, kasev a rajba v'tarz abayis aruch v'zel l'shani harayvid. We can have harayvid and a Ramban. Two reasons. Harayvid pirushatam dayayin nischepet ardurim. The wine in the barrels is pressed. K'shoy v'kachavim shechei anovim begas nishbach gam hayayin al yodai. The wine also pours out. Umishumha lechatchila aser the gazrinan otu shvichas yayin gomor. We make a gzeira otu pouring real wine. Ava di evan muta. Afa pishesh yayin harbe minatez ala novim. Even though there's a lot of wine coming out with the grapes, why gazrina b'di evad l'fi she'enoi mischavim ba'isa shvich l'shvichas hayayin. Exactly what you complained about, that when you turn the dump truck, you're not mechavim to shvichas hayayin. Says that's why it's mutter b'diavad. El shvichas anavim shuvura behen shadayin loy nidrachu v'loy nimshach hayayim mehem. They derech benaskin kain. That's the nisuch. I can't perish devarav. So the ravid holds the gezeira is because of a concern that the wine you're really pouring wine, even though you're not really pouring wine, but it's similar to pouring wine. So Chazal made a gezeira derabanan, and that's why they ask it. It's still also lechatchila. So that's the Ravid's reason. Now skip down the next underline, because a Raj Rasham Alzeh, Shah Ramban Pirishatam, the like Ravid. Ramban argues, Ella Shema Yigai Bikhavim Biyan Shabagas. He says a different reason. Totally different reason. It's an Afkamina in the dump trucks. He says, in the if you, like the Ravid, when you're pouring it, what's running out is Yayin. Even though you're not Mechavim for it, well, Geyser ought to other Yayin. It's also Lechatchila. The Ramban says, if we're going to let a person pour it into the gas, the guy's going to go and touch the yayin shabagas, and that is aser. Presumably, he's talking about shachas tadi. We'll have to see. So that's aser, because the guy's going to touch the yayin shabagas. Now, I underline further down two nafkaminas. So he says there a couple of nafkaminas. Let's say you transport it in salim that have holes in them, it's still osi, you might touch the gas. So he's saying if you transport it in something where the liquid pours out, like the ravid, there's no concern. It's done when you pour it, you're not pouring any grape juice, you're pouring pechat sanin, there's no gezerah. Shake it like the Ramban. You might touch the gas. So yesh kol echad yesh chumra v'kula. The Ramban yesh chumra l'chatchila afilu b'nekuvim. Like the Ramban, even if there are holes in the basket with machmir, you might touch the gas. The kula b'gas shalonu shein yayin tzof agabe yanovim. And a kula in our gas where there is no yayin tzof agabe yanovim, there's nothing to touch. We'll arrive at ipcha. V'nirli yeshay. Oy nafkamina. Now this is our case. This oy nafkamina, In our case, the dump truck is not dumping it into the gas. He's dumping it into a destemmer. So, Yeshay Nafkusam Inay. Dainu Shamaylecha Avekechavim Anovim Besalim She'enam Nekuvim. He takes them in the dump truck, which has no holes. Lekliacher She'enay Gas. And he's not pouring it into the gas. Let time arrive at Asim. Light arrive at Salas Lechatchila. Because Lamaisi are pouring wine. Shalai Bekavana. Guys are to Bekavana. Ulamban Mutter. Like the Ramban, it would be mutter because there's no gezerish. There is no gas. I don't know if you want to back at this point, but the point is that it's a machlokes rishayim, the Raivin and the Ramban, in issa, which is an issa lachatchila. That's really what comes out, assuming that it's true that the person with the dump truck is not mechavin to do any separation of the grapes, of the grape juice. But remember, it's saying even kaychay is aser, right? Even kaychay is aser. Now.
So the
destemmer is not the gas; it's another kli that separates the stems. So, like the Ramban, it's mutl lechatchila. Like the Raivin, it's aser lechatchila. So, it's a shaila now of a lechatchila and a machlokes rishayim. So, we can understand if someone's mekel, why he's mekel. Now, today we learned sif chaf. And with these pictures, I have another ha'ara. If you look in the photograph of the destemmer is a sieve. It has holes in it. It's basically a sieve. It separates the solids, and it allows through, now it doesn't allow through plain wine, it allows through chatzan and vizogin too, but because the holes are bigger than what you would have for just liquid, but apparently the stems or whatever it is are bigger. And you can see in the photograph that there is a sieve through which it goes before it goes further. Since there is a sieve, so even if someone's going to want to argue that this pouring it is the same thing as pouring it into a gas, because it's mechanized and it goes straight from here all the way down to the end, but hayois, there are still sieves ahead of you. So the yayin shabagas doesn't have a din of yayin, for sure, even in a real gas. If you have a sal later, it's not. So therefore, I'm just explaining that an argument that because it's all one big long machinery, maybe it has a din of gas. It's not so. Because the Yayin Shabagas has a sieve, so that's not Yayin. That's not Yayin Shabagas.
So, yeah.
They made more Gezeris by Yayin Nesech than other Derabbanans because it's an Isra Avay Dezara. Avay Dezara is always more chamer. So by Isra Avay, they made more Gezeris. And the question is how far, but they made many Gezeris. Now, if you think that this thing with the dump truck is new, in Kuvrav Hesiv Dalid, it talks about it, which you don't have, I didn't give out the photos that it says, in Mayayim Akaleach Me'achobisha Ba'agola, Utech HaKuva, Ve'achobim Magbiya HaGola, Kadesh Akaleach Hayayim Yoysa Yafa Mutter. There it's talking about a case where the stuff is transported in a wagon, and the guy picks up the wagon, Kadeshia Kalea Chayayin Yoysa Yafa, so that the wine should pour better. So, Yoysa Yafa Mutter. There it says it's Mutter. But it says, that's Mutter, the Shach says, Kiva Shayim Mekaleach Balav Hachi. Wine is pouring anyway. He wants to do it Yoysa Yafa. So that's Mutter. But if it wasn't pouring without the pouring of the guy, Osir, who adir Yisrael Meirik, Mekliel Kliya, by Vikhavim, and Anei Yodesh Yisrael, to make it flow better. Now they're talking by Mechavim. I showed you Kvav, because I'm talking when you're in a Mechavim for the wine. When you're Mechavim for the wine, so it says that if a guy picks up the Agola, so that the wine should run out, if it was running out anyway, he's only Messiah in it, then it's Mutter. But if he's causing the whole kiluach, if he's a mechavin, then it says that it's also no matter what. So this shaila is there are two steps to it. If he's mechavin, then it's a chasim, that's a mshacha. If he's a eina mechavin, which I think is the argument in the case of the dump trucks, the guy just wants to get his whole load out. If he's a eina mechavin, then we have what I showed you in the copies, that it's mutter b'di'evet, It's a shaila lechatchila if there's a drabanon on the drabanon. It's a gzera. It's a drabanon on the isra of yayin nesach, and that is the nidai that we have. You're right, but before the first sal, it's not a gas that you might do.
Right. Here, yeah, the fact that you have many sals on the stumps of the truck,
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm only mean to say that the pouring of the dump truck into whatever it falls into, is that a gas? That's our shaila. Now, if that itself afterwards goes through a sieve, so then that's, even if you argue it's a gas, it's still not a gas. Because since there's a sifter later in this destemmer, so then it can't have a din gas there. It doesn't have a din gas till after it passes the, till it comes to the sieve, right? So certainly by us, where this destemmer is on top, it has to go up something and into a destemmer, so that logically should be mutter. So it seems that it's a, like I say, a chumrah. And
so how do they do it nowadays? Because nowadays the goyim drive the trucks.
The goyim drive the trucks. Well, what we're saying, I'll tell you the truth. Rabelski told me then the OU, the Makbid, that the Jew should help the guy with the dump truck.
To dump it.
However, there was someone here on the first, second night of Shavuos who says he worked there at the end of August. He works there for 2 weeks. And he said, now he was talking, I don't know if that wine has an OU. He was talking about the LA Kehila Hechsher, which is good Hechsher. I rely on them. But the LA Kehila Hechsher, he said they're not Makbid. And I asked him how long ago. He said 2 Augusts ago he was there. And there were a Makbid. The dumpster dumped it. So, I don't know if today they're Makbid or not Makbid. It's 2-year-old information. But they're not Makbid. Why are they not Makbid? It's not a Shaila v'nissa b'diavad, what we're saying now. It's a Shaila l'chatchila, whether a person should do it this way. Rabbi Yashiv, in the third chelik of his Kovitz Truvis, has a Shaila in the vineyard. It seems they don't pick grapes by hand anymore. You have a machine, a basket, a container, and a machine that hits the vines, and it clobbers it, and the grapes fall in with the stems, they fall into the machine. So they asked Rabbi Yashiv if that machine that hits it, and obviously it's going to cause some grapes, the juice to run, whether that has to be run by a yid. And it's a short shuva there, he just says that it's okay, it doesn't matter, a guy could do it also. Now that, l'char is pshita, right, what you're picking in a vineyard, that's a double passion. There's certainly not mechavin. There's no mechavin to do anything. That's the way they separate the grapes. What? Because that's well before Hamshacha. Before Hamshacha, it's grapes, and whatever comes out is not awesome. The Chabad says you should, but according to the Tam of the Ramban, it's a gezeirah shabiyga bagas. And the Taz says that it's only if it's thrown into the gas. If it's not thrown into a gas, then the light Rabban, it's mutter. Comes out, light Rabban, it's mutter l'chatchila. Like the Ravid, it's only, like the Ravid, it's also l'chatchila, mutter b'diyavid. So usually, when you have a machlaikis, one shita says mutter l'chatchila, and one shita says mutter b'diyavid, usually we, by the Rabbanon, usually allow ourselves to be soymach on the nekel. Now, I can't say it's not better to do it the other way, but to me and you, I wonder how much kayach the mashgiach puts in. If the whole reason he doesn't do it is he doesn't know what he's doing, and the truck driver knows what he's doing. Truck drivers are usually very forceful people, let's say. And I wonder how much the Jew is a messiah on this thing. I don't know.
So,
So I don't know. That's. The Ravid is saying that when wine pours out, grape juice, so I say wine, I mean grape juice, when wine pours out of the mixture, shalai b'kavana, that's really mutter. Rabbanu wa geyser, shalai b'kavana, atu b'kavana. You're going to stop pouring out wine, you're going to be geyser, shalai b'kavana, atu
b'kavana. The Ravid held all the yain and the gas in the beginning, the press, before the Amshacha. But he held all that, if a guy touches it, it's asur
chatzchama. If a guy pours it, if a guy touches it, no.
Only if he pours it.
Only if he pours it, yeah. The truth is that I say we really are going to see that there's a separate gezeirah d'rabbanon on a guy touching the Yayin Shabagas. It's also in there, so we're going to come to it now. There's a Gezeirah D'Rabbanan that the guy should not touch the Yayin Shabagas. And even in Sif, we had, we'll see in a second, Sif Chaf Aleph, there were Gezeirahs on that too. B'li Amshacha or to Amshacha. There was a Gezeirah L'Chadchila. But that has nothing to do with this. Two different Gezeirahs. So, yeah. Yes. The sal is the filter. Right. The gas is not a gas if it has a sal later on. The chumras of gas don't apply when there's a separate sal. The sal becomes the gas. The gas is the place from which the yayin is nimshach. So if there's a sieve in the gas at the opening of the gas, and the whole gas has all the chumras of gas that we discussed. But when you have a separate sal, that sal gets a din of a gas. That's from where and the gas before is just a storage tank. It's not a gas. Okay.
So this
tamer
is a storage tank and the performance is another storage tank?
The stemmer, we can argue if the stemmer is a gas. A person can argue the point because it has a sieve in the stemmer. But certainly, when it gets dumped into the trough from which it's led to the stemmer, that's not a gas, because there it's first being led to something that has a sieve.
But the stemmer, the stemmer is not to remove the tamer's oven. It's not to remove the branches.
Yeah, it's true that the stemmer, from the stemmer comes a chatan of his oven. So therefore, it's not establishing that the stemmer has a din gas. And you're right, I only meant in Timtzeh Lo'ayim, if you're going to want to argue that since it's all mechanized, it's all one big ass, I don't know if it's such an argument. I only mean to say, I feel like Timtzeh Lo'ayim is going to argue such a thing, but dumping it into a trail that leads to the destemmer is certainly not a gas. And therefore, the gzera of the Rambam wouldn't apply. But you're right, even the destemmer is not mistaver as din gas, because what's nimsha from that is not yayin, it's chasan of his agim, mixed with yayin. Okay, so this is the... I guess the explanation of that chumra. Let's learn Sif Chaf Aleph. Sif Chaf Aleph is another gezeira de Rabbanan. Now there's a machlokes mechaber Ramah what this gezeira precisely is. Let's learn first the mechaber. Ein darchim im ra'ivik kachavim begas agigis. Okay, we talked about when we started. I mentioned to you that if I put my grapes into a big barrel. The barrel has no amshacha possibility. It's a sealed barrel on the bottom, and I throw in top the grapes. I want a guy to dance on it and squeeze out the wine. So I told you that that's mutter. Now let's see if that's really mutter. Ein darchim amayvik chavim begas agigis. You shouldn't get a guy to do stomping in a gas or in a barrel. Shema yiga biyadayim v'inasech. A gezeira, the guy might touch the yayin shabagas. Vafilu hayakafus. And even if the guy is tied up, the chabashita is gazru kafus atu she'enai kafus. That even if the guy can't touch it for some reason, either tie him up, or physically, the machine is set up in a way that he can't touch it. Still, afilu ayabagas. Now, where is the hamshacha? But now he didn't take a kais.
We're making
take a look at Taz Yudalid. Taz Yudalid says that this said divrei Harambam perikid almas mecholis asuris umayvi bagash ein estuma v'yesham hamshacha. We're talking dafka where it's shayach where there is hamshacha as a shayach etam shema yiga. Aba bagash stuma malaya but a sealed barrel lo shayach shom hamshacha ein yosha filim yiga v'yadayim. So he says like the mechaber which is a shitas Harambam. There's no iser unless it's shayach hamshacha on the container. So the mechabes shita is gazu kafus atu she'enai kafus because he might touch it.
Gazu means it can't run out.
It's sealed. It can't run out, right?
But you can get in.
You can get in,
but it doesn't run.
So then there's nothing to be geizik. So even if he touches it, it's mutter. So we have to talk about some Hashem. It's good. All right, he talks about that later. I think the sheet of the Rambam is, even though Mechaber is not that sheet, is that that's not awesome. But then you're really making two gezeiros. He might separate it and then touch it. I guess because only guys he might touch it. I guess.
Nowadays, I'm not sure how this works, but any type of machinery,
Yeah, we're talking about where the guy is touching it.
So
we're going to talk about machine. Now we have to learn the sugya of kaychai, and then we'll get to it. That's we're going to learn the kaychai. We'll learn it after the summer. Now, I thought you were going to ask me, why does the guy make a yayin nasek with his feet? His feet are touching it. He's touching it with his feet. What? Well, let's see what the Shach Mem Gimel brings a machloikis. If there's an issa yayin nasek with your guy's feet, if he touches it with his feet, he says, Kasa kesa mishna perak yir aleph. At first he brings the Kesef Mishnah, the Shach's going to argue, but first he's quoting the Kesef Mishnah. Maloshna Rambam, Zeh Yesh Lomai, who's Saiva, the Nisach Terega, Loshmei Nisach. From here we can see, since we're guys are Kafus at the Eina Kafus, but he's stomping on it with his feet. So Nisach Terega, Loshmei Nisach, Liasabana, Sharikas Shami Yiga Biyadev Yenasech. He said, my touch with his hands and be Menasech. Vemisa Tegulay Nishu Negev by Barag, like Shu Direch. So the Zakhti Kesef Mishnah, Nisach when your foot is not Nisach. Oy, Chikas Besamach, Chavik Chav, Mishadarach Yayim, Vilay Nagabai, Heres the Osa Vishdiya, Mashrav, Mishadarach Yayim, Raglov, Vilay Nesa Ba'na, Vay Litzchais, Tuchal Ari Mayrish, Vilay Naga Ba'na, Vishab Agas, because the Mishnah says, maybe you want to be Matcha. You're stomping it, who wants his toes on his grapes? There are no toes. Gagoy, Shish, Som Dafim, Ala Novim, Vidarach Alayim. Maybe it means there were boards on the grapes and he's stepping on the boards. In Kenway, Havalei, Lemistam, Stumei, Akalashayim. Shunta said, Stoma, it's Mashrav, he's stomping the grapes. And there's no yayin nesach with your feet. Ad kam l'shoyin, that's the Kesef Mishnah. V'teima, the Shach argues, kana etik loshin Rambam anal. Ula kamas im kofa dalas if yiral, pasak nisach duregel, shmei nisach, lasa ba'ana. V'cha v'shita later, kofa dalin, is even with your feet, you make it yayin nesach. So what's pshat here in the Shulchan Aruch? V'eshu dafkir mea Rambam dayik, mishum glahevel, mishum stume, avam b'chaber, o pirish l'kam nisach regel, shmei nisach, im kem v'akocha mei rikan, shadarach agabi yitzim. That there were boards put across Elanid and they were leaving Dasa Mechaber. So the Shach learns the Mechaber means you're not touching with your feet. You have boards. You're stomping on the boards. And by stomping on the boards, you're pressing the grapes underneath. And therefore, the feet don't make it Nesach. And still, with Geyser, Sheba Yigabiyada. And still, even though you're stomping on boards, Zera, you might touch it with your hands. Sheba Yigabiyada.
Okay. I mean, if I'm saying
so it's a very interesting shaila. What happens if a guy is wearing gloves? Now that would be a great kula, because then at a wedding you can give goyim the wine to yeah, that'll be a reason to have French service. So it's interesting. There's a pischei tshuva later in Kufrav Dalid, Sivkot and Gimel, that seems to be mekel with gloves. Donatella, the pischei tshuva there says. Sorry, Kufka is Sifkat and Beis. Sifkat and Beis, he says. Kufka of Dalit, Sifkat and Beis. I am a Shulis of Sifkat Kuf Yotches. The Gears of a Kachavim al Yedei Beis Yad Einoy Oser. What's Beis Yad? I did Beis Yad Einoy Oser. Veins in Yiloh, the Kaimel on Lakicha, the Yavarach Shmei Lakicha, the Makal Makai, Lav Shmei Nagia. The Lakicha Talia Makaichai. We know that derech behefsik sudur. If you're stomping and there's a cloth in between, sabav amakel around the stick that you're banging it with, oisra yedei koychai, but it's not negia. Okay, he's only mekel that's not mekel as muta b'shtiyah. He's mekel as muta b'hanah. So he says such a cooler with the gloves, but it's not mekel b'shtiyah actually. He's mekel that's koychai and it's only also b'shtiyah. Not b'hanah. Would a guy for avodah zara be makbid? Good question. But chasno is still a shtia, right? So we have to know what they did in the base of Avodah Zarah. It says, you know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lahavdol, it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you do a mitzvah, you shouldn't wear gloves. It's like you don't want to touch the lulav, you don't want to touch the cup. It says you shouldn't wear gloves when you do a mitzvah, you take off the gloves.
So,
Mayel wearing gloves. Okay. So the it's not a question, but yeah, the question of Chachila. But anyway,
and how is it
now?
Maybe.
Never know a guy. Okay, I'm just marimakim ani lacha. I don't know what the gloves. Anyway, the Ramah in Chaf Aleph holds a different gezeira. V'dorach kol mashen imshach mekaycha v'yatzal lechutz ne'asar. If he stamped on it, this the Rabbanon even asks b'di'evet. Ein lekamakuf of dawe. V'odei dorchim ayve kechavim haino v'gigas ay begash shederach limashach v'shem yayin. V'gazrino in koydim amshocha otu lahachar amshocha. The Ramah is arguing with the Mechaber. He says that the Isser is even on a sealed gigas. But guys are koydim amshocha otu lahachar amshocha. Aval, but that's only in a barrel from which it's a derech to do amshocha. Aval ba'areva, shein derech limshach misham. But in a container, a trowel, it's not the derech to do amshocha from there. With the lidrechima, you're allowed to do it. V'chein liknais mimena wanovim druchais ba'areva. Hoyol vein derech limshach ba'arevais. He says, the Ramah holds, but guys are kaidim amshocha atu achar amshocha, but only in a keli from which is the derech to do amshocha. So if you go and you buy grapes at a roadside stand, and there's grape juice on the bottom of the container, it's not the derech to do amshocha. So there's nothing, there are no gzeiras on that. Gzeiras is in a kli shederech lasis amshocha. There, not only were guys on the negiyah, were guys are. With guys on the gear because of Hamshacha, B'li Hamshacha, Otu Im Hamshacha. So therefore, there's such a gzera. Now, this gzera is going to be enough gemina in the machinery that we're talking about. The truck is, so it has nothing to do with the sif. It has to do with the other sif. The fact that with guys are pouring Shalai Bekavara, the pouring Bekavara. There is talking about pouring. That was the gzera of Kuf Chav Hei. Here is talking about stomping, about pressing. This is the shaila about who pushes the button to press the grapes. We're saying now that pressing the grapes, even in a container that right now there's no amshacha, so chayr should be mutter, is also a gzeira amshacha atu achar amshacha. That pressing the grapes, b'li amshacha, if it's a container, shadar achlasi menu amshacha, is also atu amshacha. Yeah.
And
the only
zero is
Israel.
I'm sure
how it's. So it has
to be told with Daphne.
In the Ikar Adin, I mentioned to you once that it says, we had it very in the beginning of the Simim, that there are those who say that it's totally in Birchas Parapiagaf, and in the case of Taruvis, when you mix other things in. As far as the pressing, I don't know that that has anything to do
with
it. I don't know, there's pits mixed in. I don't know. I don't know. Takadama. All right, so there's a long task here. Maybe next week we'll come back to it. Okay.